The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show, the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarro. I'm a certified financial planner professional, and I'm joined in the studio by my colleague, Doug Neal, another certified financial planner professional. Morning, Doug.
Good morning. That makes up about 75% of the CFPs in town.
I think that's true. There are a handful.
Yes.
Of us in Central Texas. By the way, comparatively speaking, you know,
far west
Houston and into the Brenham area and Bryan College Station, et cetera. So we're pleased to be among a small group of folks who look at you and your money comprehensively.
Highly trained.
Yes.
Got to take continuing education constantly.
Yeah, we always have to continue increasing our knowledge because things change, just like our lives change.
Yeah, your lives change as you mature, as you get older, as you have kids, as you buy a house. Just things change. They just don't stay the same.
Yeah, so you're going through changes, not just now, but you have to plan for potential changes. Now, you can't plan and see the future for everything, but there are some areas that you know you can take a look at and say, how am I doing? Am I on track?
Yeah, there's two biggies. One is retirement, and the second one is long-term care needs.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of go hand in hand, and they have to be done in advance. That's the thing. You got to plan for it in advance.
Well, and it's hard to sometimes think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go online and there are all these different Monte Carlo investment simulators of returns over time, and you can program it and plan it and do 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 different iterations of what your money might do.
Mm-hmm. In different situations.
Yes.
Through
yes.
History.
But which ones do you believe? And how do you narrow these kinds of things down to where it really means something to you? So that's part of our job.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about doing some things to lower risk in investments. And then also we're going to talk a little bit. I know we hit this topic fairly often, but I don't think we can do it enough. The need for long-term care planning. Because hopefully, all of us are going to get older, and your chances of needing that type of care increase with age.
And that's even changing because so many companies don't offer it anymore.
Yeah, because they found out we're all living longer and we're costing them more money.
So they quit offering it.
Yeah, so there are just a few players left in that arena. So we'll talk about how you need to plan and what you need to do as we go forward in our lives. And this is not just for those of you who are 60 plus. This is for those of you who are maybe 40, 45 plus, because you need to start thinking of it.
or your for your parents.
Yes.
Because who's going to foot the bill or take care of them?
Yeah, so if you're in your 30s, let's say, and your parents are 50s, 60s, starting to get to be 60, you can help them. Not by just saying, well, I'll quit my job and take care of you. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, what happens to your family then?
Yeah, so let's talk about real, reasonable, boots on the ground, viable alternatives as we go through this morning as well. In the meantime, you got a question or two? Of course, we always have our private line during the radio show here. If you'd like to ask your question, it can be about anything to do with you or someone you know and love and money. Because you got two financial planners sitting right here in the studio right now. So here's a way to access us right now in private while the commercials are playing. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Today.
Looking for children's apparel for spring? Herman Children's Boutique offers trusted name brand names like Mud Pie, Bonnie Jean, Feltman, and Millie J in sizes from newborn to 6X. They have a big selection of baptism and christening gifts, including classic fashion jewelry like lockets, pearls, earrings, and classic bangles. See all the new spring fashions and accessories at Herman General Store at 213 West Alamo Street in downtown Brenham and take advantage of the spring sale with 40% off children's Easter attire now through April 20th.
How many of you like to wash dishes, especially after Easter dinner? Hi, this is Jesse with Buddy's Appliance. I don't think I got a lot of yeses there. Well, you're in luck. Buddy's Appliance Spring Clean Sale is happening, featuring, drumroll please, the KitchenAid dishwasher, arguably the best dishwasher on the market. KitchenAid is synonymous with high quality and performance and has some of the best ratings around. If you're ready to move up to a superb dishwasher and save money, swing into Buddy's Appliance Spring Clean Sale today. Plus, you'll receive a $100 mail-in installation rebate on select KitchenAid dishwasher models until April 21st. If you love to do the laundry, Buddy's Appliance Spring Clean Sale puts the new Whirlpool and Maytag washers and dryers in your budget. Laundry is confusing today, and Buddy's Appliance, they've got the answers. Save money, get better quality, get a rebate. Can you say happy camper? That's Buddy's Appliances, 3815 South Texas Avenue in Bryan and 2312 South Market Street in Brenham.
If you want the right deal on the right tractor or utility vehicle, check out Mahindra dealer ASCO Equipment right now. With better traction, higher lift capacities, and heavy-duty components, Mahindra tractors deliver superior performance. Hurry in and save at ASCO Equipment, your local Mahindra dealer. Head over to ASCO Equipment on Highway 290 in Brenham today for huge savings on Mahindra tractors and utility vehicles. Learn more at ascoeq.com/Mahindra.
For a uniquely different Italian cuisine, experience the authentic taste of Italy at Villari's Italian Restaurant, 102 Ross Street, just two blocks east of downtown Brenham. Try their veal scallopini, pollo marsala, ribeye steak, or one of their many other Italian dishes. Also, you'll love their large selection of imported wines to pair with your pasta, veal, or chicken entree. Top off your meal with a delicious piece of tiramisu or chocolate cake filled with chocolate mousse. That's Italian at Villari's, open from lunch from 11 till 2 and dinner from 5 till 9.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Sugar.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with Tony and Doug in the studio with you this morning. We've been looking at our little screens here, by the way, just with a little update here. Lots of green.
Lots of green and some red sprinkled in, and it kind of comes and goes, so it's kind of a flat day.
The general trend, though, has been pretty good. And if you sold everything and blew out of everything the last week or two of December.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
you missed a bunch.
So, making decisions based on what's happening today or yesterday or tomorrow is not going to cut it. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Planning is what really makes a difference, and investments and all the other stuff that is you or your loved ones that you're concerned about financially as a whole is what really matters.
Yeah, Tony and I are planners, financial planners. And so it's a mistake because people hire planners and advisors because they want to get their finances in order. They want to make sure things work okay. And then a lot of times they fire their advisors because they didn't earn a big enough return. Well, it's a whole lot more than just investment returns. It's more about avoiding surprises and losses than trying to get rich quick. Although some people forget about that, about all the other things that are involved. And we started touching on that, on planning ahead for retirement, planning ahead for long-term care expenses.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with what type of rate of return you have. I shouldn't say nothing to do, but that's not the major event.
Well, and what we see as planners of doing this many years is the biggest thing that tears a hole in everything you work so hard for is long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest destroyer of wealth, in my personal opinion, of anything that I have seen. I mean, yes, illness in general, of course. But when you start needing to have assistance, or your spouse, or your if you're trying to help your parents or anyone else get through this, it's a really tough thing.
Yeah, could even be a brother or sister. I had a longtime client in Houston, and he deteriorated enough. His wife died, and then he deteriorated. He had to have help. And his brother had to do it, but his brother lived in, I think, Georgetown or Round Rock or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the client lived in Houston. So how do you do that long distance? It takes, you got to hire somebody to do that. It takes some money. Mm-hmm. And that wiped out a lot. It was kind of unfortunate enough, but he died before he ran out of money, but he was heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty. I don't know if he would have made it through the year of 2019.
Exactly. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about long-term care and the biggest drawer of long-term care benefits, or the biggest need is now and has been for a while. Women. Women need this even more than men. Or you have the problem of the wife or the female partner, one of the partners is doing okay, but their other partner is needing care. And even if they built up a pretty good nest egg over time, the one who's ill and needing care is blowing through that money at $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a month.
Yeah, I've got some prices here on the national basis here. The cost of long-term care is rising. This is from Lincoln Financial. Skilled nursing facility, private room, in 2015, $99,000 a year. 2017, $103,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
They'll jump $4,000 a year in just 2 years. Assisted living facility, studio apartment. The average cost in 2015 was $3,850 per month. 2017, it was $4,100 a month. And then the home health care aide jumped from $22 an hour up to $23 an hour. And just depending upon where you are, it could make a difference, because long-term care costs vary greatly by service and location. Home health aide, hourly. Minnesota's the highest in the nation at $31 an hour.
Ooh, that's because they have to drive to ice and yeah.
The lowest is $18 an hour in Louisiana. That's mm-hmm. for home health aid. Private skilled nursing home. That's where the money gets a little bit tougher, because you're living in a home where you have a skilled nursing facility. So you got somebody with a degree mm-hmm. and medical knowledge. The most expensive place is Connecticut. $174,000 a year for private skilled nursing home. Cheapest, Louisiana, $67,000 a year. But that's still $67,000 a year that's coming out of your budget, not counting maintaining your current household.
Ah.
You know, your real estate taxes, your utilities, your home insurance. This is in addition to all of that. And then the most expensive, the studio apartment and assisted living facility. So this is just, you want to be in a place, we got some good places here in Brenham where there's care available, but it's not a private skilled nursing home. It's assisted living availability. Studio apartment in a assisted living facility, most expensive is New Hampshire, $75,000 a year. Cheapest, Alabama at $35,000 a year. Point to all this is, all this money's got to come from someplace in addition to what you're spending on your current place.
Yeah, so you're adding at a minimum $3,000 to $4,000 a month into this. Is that what your house payment is right now?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Or wherever you're leasing or renting, is that payment at that level right now? No. Most of us, that's not what we're paying. So we're looking at double and triple in some cases what we're already paying without needing to have care down the hallway or the capability. And as you move from being more independent in those studio apartments or whatever, and you need more care, it's not uncommon to see another $2,000 a month go in on top of that.
Yeah. These prices were private studios. So most times, people, you got to cut corners someplace, so you have to share a room with somebody. Is that what you want to do in your retirement, old age? So, and then the other thing is, it's the spouse that gets left behind is the one who ends up probably in worse shape.
Well, because either you've got less money for your own rest of your life living, right? Or you're going to be in that situation yourself and need to have it yourself. Or both.
Yep.
So this is an important conversation. And I think the big thing is that there are so many different ways to take care of this in advance. And you don't have to necessarily spend a lot of money now to do that.
That's right.
That's where the key is. Because long-term care coverage, the younger you are when you apply for it, the cheaper it is. All right. There are things you can do to kind of lock this pricing in that's cheaper and not have to boost it as you get older. And that's one of the things. If you wait a considerable amount of time and you're already in your 70s and now you're looking for this, that's a much tougher thing financially.
Is. Plus, your health may not be quite up to par.
So, you know, late 40s. Into your 50s, those are the times, and that's the period of your life where I think you get the best deal.
And you need to be thinking about it then, even if you don't purchase any, because the history of long-term care insurance has changed drastically in the last 15 years. Used to be a bunch of companies 15 years ago that write a long-term care insurance policy, kind of like your car insurance.
Right.
You know, if you need so much a month, though, you can buy it, and depending upon your age and the dollar amount that you want, the coverage, you know, you could buy minimum coverage, you could buy maximum coverage, but it just, the premiums varied. Trouble was, back then, the insurance companies didn't have a handle on long-term care insurance. And they used the life insurance mortality tables or morbidity tables. And the rationale is so many people are going to drop their policy. You know, if you have a 1,000 people, by the time you get to 70, you know, 20%, I don't know the numbers, but let's say 20% of them are going to drop their policy, so the insurance company's not going to have to pay off on it. Trouble is, nobody ever drops a long-term care policy.
Well, and the other thing is, too, that there were big, big firms, and we're talking huge, and I'm going to mention their name, actually, and that's GE. GE got into that marketplace offering long-term care insurance several years ago. And what happened is it ended up costing GE a fortune. They did not project how much of this was going to be needed by people and how much of the money was going to be drained from mm-hmm. that company's resources. This is one of the biggest companies in the world. That's one of the reasons why that company has had some difficulties in the last few years. They had to get themselves freed up from that obligation, and it was tough.
Yeah, they've spun off another company that handled the long-term care, and that company, twice now that I know of, has raised rates. Because we have people with those long-term care policies, and remember we said people don't let them go. mm-hmm. But they had a 90% rate increase,
yeah,
and then they had a 70% rate increase in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, now there are ways you can make sure that doesn't happen to you, and we're going to talk about that when we come back.
Or how to keep your policy.
Yeah, how to keep your policy, that's number one. But number two, if you're looking at getting it, what kinds of things are out there that are not going to do that to you?
Yeah, that's right. Because when you get to that age, you're on a fixed income usually. Mm-hmm. You can't go out and work a few extra hours or a second job usually to make up the difference.
Right.
So it's that's huge.
So there are some alternatives. I know we've talked a little bit about these things here and there on the air over the years here, but there are so many new ways to do this now that I think it's good to go back over this again, because we don't want you to just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll just have to spend down everything I've got that I was going to give to my kids and use that money if I mm-hmm. have to. Maybe I can get by for a while. Maybe. So let's talk about reality terms of what's out there so that you can make better decisions and make better plans. After all, that's what financial planners do. So
yeah. How do all the pieces fit together? Mm-hmm. Because that's one piece of the retirement puzzle. The other one is, okay, where's your income going to come from? So you need a return. Mm-hmm. You need some type of investments. We'll maybe touch on that one later on, too. And how do you protect that? Because that's the biggest thing when you work with an advisor is you don't want surprises. You know, yes, you may not earn as much as you hear on the news or whatever. You know, the stock market's up 20% or down. But also, you don't want to be down when it's down 20% either.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of get rid of the surprises.
So we'll talk about some of these issues. In the meantime, if you're considering long-term care, maybe you're looking at different types of long-term care policies out there. How do they work? What are the features that you should be looking for? Those types of issues. You're welcome to give us a call. We're going to another station break here. If you want to talk about your particular situation or that of a loved one, here is your opportunity to call us. Give us a couple of details, and we'll put our thinking caps on for you right now. Here's a way to get us this minute in private on the phone. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
I went around and then I run to the door. I can't take any more.
CHI St. Joseph Health and Texas A&M University have a shared history of serving the Brazos Valley. And now we're coming together to achieve our vision of a healthier tomorrow. Together, we can prioritize your preventive health, reach your wellness goals, and further meet your healthcare needs. CHI St. Joseph and Texas A&M Health Network. Together. Learn more at chi.tamuhealth.org.
Out here, you need to control your environment, or it may control you. You need the Kubota L2501DT Compact Tractor. It comes with all the easy-to-use implements you need. Get the L2501DT for as low as $139 a month with 0% APR financing for 84 months plus a 6-year warranty. Now through June 30th, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com.
You can find Kubota tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham.
It's official. Orman Steakhouse is already Brenham's favorite steakhouse, named winner of the 16th annual Banner Press Reader's Choice Award. Why? Because our certified Angus steaks, enormous hand-chopped salad bar, incredible chicken, seafood, pastas, and huge gourmet burgers stacked on our own homemade buns are beyond amazing. Our Sunday through Friday lunch buffet is all you can eat, and happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6, is the perfect time to relax in our cozy history lounge. All at Brenham's favorite Orman Steakhouse, 2100 Highway 290 East, open daily at 11 a.m. in Brenham.
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. When your vehicle needs service, we want you to feel confident bringing your car to LaRoche because we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. Our technical experts will diagnose the problem, explain it to you, and give you an estimate before we start the repairs. So when you need service, bring your vehicle to the service department you can trust to do only the repairs you need. LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susan with Faith Mission. I am so happy to share with y'all how Higgins South, Higgins North, and Faith Mission Furniture has the best merchandise at the best prices with the friendliest staff. And did you also know that everything that we sell goes right back into our community? And also, everything in our Higgins North store is $2, except on Dollar Saturday. It is an absolutely incredible shopping experience. Wow, you've got to be there.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah, we don't want you to have trouble. No. Later on, because you need health care, right? So, interesting statistics. This is put out by one of the biggest insurance providers in the U.S., Lincoln, Lincoln Financial Group. And it says, basically, long-term care risk is apparently greater for women than it is for men. Now, one of the reasons why is we live longer, generally speaking, than men do. But this was surprising to me, Doug. You brought this in, mm-hmm. this information. Nearly 60% of women, 6 out of every 10 of us, are going to need extensive care after the age of 65. We have a higher incidence of needing nursing home, residential and hospice care, probably because mm-hmm. we're living on average longer, right? And more than two-thirds of the long-term care populations of nursing homes and residential communities, two-thirds are women. And when we do go in for care, we generally are staying an extra year and a half longer than men do.
So who's going to pay for that?
And the other shocker, and there is more evidence, I've been reading about this over time, but this actually looks at this, that women, scientifically speaking, are more genetically predisposed to develop the most expensive and longest lasting need for care, and that is Alzheimer's disease. So, listen up there, ladies.
Yeah.
Yes. Men too, but ladies especially.
Yeah, so there's some ways to do this, but you have to plan ahead, and that's what financial planning is. We want to plan for our medical care in the years to come and our retirement care, and we want to plan for the playing with the grandkids and your home. If you can start earlier and get a game plan together, it's not so scary. and you can sleep better at night.
Mm-hmm.
But once you need it, it's too late. You know, once the house is on fire, you can't get fire insurance anymore. So this is something to look at. And now there's companies, since the insurance companies got burnt on the traditional long-term care insurance policies.
Yeah, the typical month-to-month paying or quarterly, or maybe you pay for it annually. But it was just a insurance coverage that gave you a certain amount that would go toward nursing home assisted, you know, assistance of some sort, in-home care under certain conditions, etc. But you, as we talked about before the station break, those things can increase your premium. Some of you listening have probably already been through this already. If you have those traditional long-term care policies.
If you have it, you've gotten an increase.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure.
More are going to be on the way. I mean, it just is.
Yeah, not as big of ones, but the policies are guaranteed renewable. They can't cancel you, but they can raise your insurance rates.
Mm-hmm.
But those are really hard to find now.
Yes.
And so the insurance companies kind of switched on that one. They got away from that type of policy, and now they're using life insurance and or annuity chassis to provide long-term care for
and
you.
The nice thing about those chassis is that someone will get the money, even if you don't need to use all of it or any of it. You've either got the life insurance that's going to pay a beneficiary after you're gone.
Tax-free.
Tax-free, that's right. Or there is an annuity that's going to go
Beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you didn't spend goes to your beneficiary.
So it's not like buying car insurance and you're just paying a premium, and if you have an accident or not, you're still paying that premium. And if you stop paying for it, your insurance goes away. No, this is something that you attach to something else, and it stays in place. And even if you don't use it at all, or your spouse and you don't use it at all, or one or the other of you, someone gets the benefit of the money that's left in that contract.
Because if you don't use it for long-term care, it's still a life insurance policy, and it's still an annuity. So they still act like the original chassis. It's just that now they've incorporated. It's because Congress did something right back in 2006.
Yeah, they made some rule changes and law changes that basically said you can offer this.
Yep.
All right? So these things are out there. So if you have maybe a life insurance contract that you've had, and so many of you do, you had this thing for years possibly, and you're thinking, especially if you're thinking about, God, should I just cash this thing in or whatever?
I don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Do I really need this? I've still got other life insurance, whatever. Don't do anything. Don't make a move with that until you see whether you can convert that, use that thing you've been pumping money into, and use it for long-term care coverage. And again, it still retains its character as a life insurance policy, but you and your spouse can actually get a chunk of money from that policy that can be used to pay for long-term care.
If you
need it. And otherwise, if you don't use it all or whatever, you don't use any of it, it's still a life insurance policy that's going to pay to your beneficiary of choice.
Yeah. So when Congress did this, they said, okay, if you have a life insurance policy or annuity that has a paragraph in there that says you can use either the face amount and or the cash value proceeds, if you use it for long-term care, home health care, or whatever, it will be tax-free. But your policy has to have that paragraph in there. Well, they didn't put the law into place until 2006.
Well, and it took a little bit of time for it to actually go into place.
It went into 2010 before the first one was effective. So you probably don't have that in an older policy. But the IRS section 1035 of the Internal Revenue Code says you can exchange one life insurance policy to another life insurance policy if it's for your benefit. Well, see, I got one that has no long-term care insurance. If I'm healthy, I can exchange it for another life insurance policy that has long-term care coverage and still is a life insurance policy.
Well, even if you have a policy that's not that old.
That's true.
You can still do this. Maybe your kids are grown. You don't need to have that massive amount of coverage now that you might have had in that policy. You're still paying on it. And you're thinking, geez, really? So, again, repurpose that. You can do that. You can still leave something for your kids as beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. But if you or you and your spouse need to have long-term care, you can actually turn this old policy into a long-term care format. And you can also have riders that attach to these things that make it to where for a very small premium per year, mm-hmm. it's like $1,500. I see that often, $1,800, whatever, depending on the size of benefit you want. That you might have to pay every year, but it beats the heck out of paying a $900 a month regular long-term care premium. And that this one thing that you attach to this life insurance policy means that you never run out of money. You never run out of money for your long-term care. You know, and you can make, you don't have to chunk everything in all at once. You can also use
a 10-year or 10-pay.
Yeah, you can do, if you don't have a life insurance policy to convert, you can use anything like CD money or something like that to do these things with also. And you put it in, and it goes to work for you in there, right? And again, you've got this where you've now multiplied your benefit, multiplied your money, or you can put in 10 over 10 years maybe. Pay into this thing.
Pay it up in 10 years.
Sure.
See, that's where we run into a lot of people that have annuities and or CDs. What's your purpose for that? Do you need income off of it? I just want to leave it to the kids. Well, why not change it into one that has long-term care coverage? Because if you don't use it, then it still goes to the kids.
Yeah.
And if you do need it, your other assets will go to the kids because you're using that asset to pay for your long-term care. So one asset protects all the rest of your assets.
Yeah, so you're not dwindling the amount of money, property mm-hmm. that you want to leave your kids because you're in long-term care. This way you're protecting that money that you wanted to have go to your kids.
Now, that comes back to some phrases that we use, Tony, at the beginning of the show, financial planning.
This is a planning thing.
You have to do this in advance. You can't do it later. It's got to be in advance.
Yeah. And you have to, frankly, there is some underwriting on this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be ready to go in the nursing home this minute because of problems.
Yep.
Health problems. It will not work as well for you. There are some things that you can have
that
you still can get this with. But if you wait too long and you got serious issues, then you're not going to get the underwriting on it. So that's a tougher thing.
Yeah, a lot of times people in their, we were talking about the 50s and 60s. A lot of time it's common to have high blood pressure or
sure.
high cholesterol. So that's not going to keep you out unless it's, you know, off the charts or something. But there's things that, because they, one, you don't want to go into a nursing home if you can help it. You want to stay healthy and up and about. So you don't really want to use, I've got one client, we set this up years ago, and she's staying with her son. She doesn't want to use it.
It's
Clyde,
there.
You need to use it. That's what it's
just
for.
Just use it. Yeah.
And instead, she's spending her money, what she has, and her son's taking, she's living with her son, and she's still, man, you can go get a assisted living apartment, really nice place for the amount of coverage you have, and not touch anything else that you own. But she didn't want to do it, so there's people like that, but at least she's got it. She's got it. If she deteriorates her health more, but she got it in advance.
Yeah, then there won't be a lot of choices there.
Correct.
Okay. I mean, I can understand wanting to live in your home or something as long as possible, but there may come that point where that's not feasible anymore, and you're going to have to shift over.
Yeah, they were having a caretaker come in, home health care. But it gets to the point where it has to be a skilled home health. Now he's talking some dollars. It's cheaper to go into a place.
Sure.
So, but idea is you do it in advance.
Yeah.
You reposition an annuity or life insurance, if you, as long as you're still healthy,
mm-hmm.
One, you don't want to give that up unless you know for sure you're going to get the coverage. And it's, there's variables involved.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to insure the whole. We were talking about some pretty big numbers there, you know, $67,000, $80,000 a year. You don't have to cover all that necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you had, instead of $5,000 a month bill, you had $3,500 a month coming in on your long-term care insurance. Well, $1,500, maybe you could make that up with your other investments.
Well, and the other real critical point of this is you can protect your spouse
mm-hmm.
to keep them from looking at the bank accounts dwindling.
Yeah, giving them stress.
And now they're getting older along with you. And what are they going to fall back on? Tough.
Yeah.
So, again, planning ahead. If you want to know if these kinds of things are right for you, if you want to find out more about how they work, are they an option for you or someone near and dear to you? Or maybe just find out in general if it's anything to even consider. The free review is great. Nobody's going to hit you over the head or anything. But if you want to find out how this works, and believe me, we have attorneys and CPAs who have these things
mm-hmm.
who are clients, pretty sharp cookies. These are really effective tools. They are one of many, but they are one of the best things out there that we have found as financial planners. But they're not right for everybody. So come in, do that free review, and find out if this is something you need to at least consider going forward. Here's our number at the office. You can call us, set that up, and that's 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, going to take a little station break right now and come back with the last few minutes of the Money Makeover Show. If you want to talk to us right now in private on the phone while the commercials are on and Gloria Gaynor is singing, here's the number to do that. That's the 800 number we always give out. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
It's festival time in Burton, Texas. The Burton Cotton Gin Festival is Saturday, April 27th. Celebrate the historic 1914 Burton Farmers Gin at the 30th Annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival. A full day of family fun from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., and it's all free. Enjoy the Main Street Parade, including the Children's Bicycle Parade at 10. Be sure to stay for the bubblegum blowing, pie eating, and cottonseed pulling contest, over 40 food and craft booths, folk life demonstrations, historic tours, and lots of family activities. Tour the oldest cotton gin in America and watch the actual ginning of cotton bales at 3 p.m. Don't miss tours of the old Waring Shoe and Leather Shop. The tractor pull starts at 1 with the kitty tractor pull at 4. Enjoy live entertainment all afternoon by Robert Zintek, Allison and the Texas 2x4s, and the Doika Brothers. Find out more at cottonginmuseum.org or call 979-289-3378. Proceeds help preserve the historic cotton gin. Have a cotton picking good time at the 30th Annual Burton Cotton Gin Festival on Saturday, April 27th.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
Side Fair Tires, now in Brenham at 3201 Highway 36 South. Side Fair Tires specializes in quality name brand tires for your car, light truck, tractor, and commercial vehicles. Need new tires but don't have the cash? Side Fair now is offering 90 days, same as cash financing. They can finance any tire purchase, whether for your car, tractor, or commercial vehicle. And it's easy as 1, 2, 3, and only takes a few minutes. When you need tires, choose Side Fair Tire just past Walmart on 36 South in Brenham.
Ever wonder why ice cream is so good?
It's because all the cows sleep on Sealy mattresses. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and I'm inviting you into my store this weekend to check out brands like Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. Even if you're sleeping as good as the cows, stop in, check out our line of sheets and pillows. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
When you need a new garage door, door opener, or repairs to your existing door, call DSW Garage Door LLC. David and Shane Wheezy Poppy, owners of DSW Garage Door, have 30 years' experience in installation, service, and repairs of garage doors and openers. They carry LiftMaster openers, Clopay doors, and services Brenham and the surrounding area. Just call David at 979-451-2404 or Shane at 979-451-1413 for excellent customer service, free estimates, and prompt service.
Felder's Buy and Buy put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
It's Brenham Cubet softball on KWHI.
And there's a high drive going back, and it is gone! Caitlin Whitehead! And we got ourselves a one-run ball game.
Thursday night, the Cubets host the Waller Lady Bulldogs in the 2019 season finale. First pitch is set for 6:30, 6:10 pregame. On your voice for the Cubets, KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Ah, oh, welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, last couple of minutes or so of it. I'm Tony Navarre, Certified Financial Planner. Doug Neal, Certified Financial Planner, is here with me. And, of course, Craig Montana in the studio playing the hits there from yesteryear. we've been talking about your health, your wealth, how to, long-term care, how to keep some bucks once everything kind of goes downhill.
Well, if you're young, here's something from the Department of Labor. Three of the top four occupations projected to create the greatest number of new jobs nationwide in the 10 years from 2016 to 2026 are in the healthcare industry. Personal care aides, registered nurses, home health aides.
Personal care, home health care. Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Because people are going to be needing it, and who's going to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
And what if you have to take time off to take care of your folks? How does that affect your retirement?
Well, And this is a big deal in so many ways, but just on an investment, everybody always likes to talk about investments, okay, and your money and your retirement plan at work. If you're not working because you're having to stay home to take care of somebody, this can be really painful to your future, even if you're younger. Let's say you're in your mid to late 30s, and now you've got one parent or the other who's needing to have some assistance now. And so you think, okay, I'm just going to take some time off. And most of the time it's the female.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a female who's going to do this. So ages 35 to 39 are the big age group, and also 45 to 50. There seems to be this gap between 40 and 45, but okay, statistically speaking. But here's what we're dealing with. If you are a 30-year-old right now, you're investing $500 a month at the beginning of every month in your 401k plan, right? That will come to $588,000, roughly, by the time that you're 60 years old.
That's a good chunk of money.
And that is if you're earning 7% per year. And that's not totally out of the question. That's not high in the sky.
Some years will be better, some years will be worse. But if you average
seven,
you'll
probably average out.
Yeah.
That, and that's fairly common. Now, what if you had to suspend the monthly 401k amount?
That'd be like cutting out an income in the family.
For just about 5 years. So, in other words, 5 years from the time you're 35 to 40, roughly, what would that do to be able to come up with that same $588,000? You'd have to earn an extra 2%, almost 2%. So now you're getting into the nosebleed section of what's reasonable to expect at 9% rate of return.
For over 20 years.
That's really tough. To get to. So again, this is another side of the impact of having to drop off the workforce and try to take care of someone in the family or whatever your reason is, and you're not putting aside money into your retirement plan at work. If you're getting a match or something in your retirement plan and you're leaving that money on the table too, this is even worse.
See, some people might think $500 a month, that's a lot. Well, if you put in $250 and your employer puts in $250, there's your $500 a month.
And yeah.
$250 is not that bad for your long-term savings.
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing we can, not supposed to use the word guarantee too often, but I'll guarantee you, if you don't put any money into your retirement plan, you won't have any money in your retirement plan. It's kind of, it's funny how that works.
Oh, isn't that odd?
Yeah, you got to put some money in early or in the front end to get some on the back end.
So there are alternatives to, just saying, okay, we're just going to pull it out of our CDs. We're going to sell off some of our land. Mm-hmm. We're going to do whatever and somehow come up with money. Or we're going to sell everything off and get down to where we only have $2,000 left in the bank so that we can go on Medicaid.
Yep.
Don't go there when you don't have to. So free review. Come in. Find out what your options really are. How does this stuff work so you can plan ahead? Call us at the office and set this up. That number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. Have a great Easter, and we'll see you next week.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.